This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. Ukraine's president is asking directly for more help from President Biden and Congress in the fight against the Russian military attacking his country. He got a standing ovation from members of Congress in a packed auditorium at the Capitol this morning before a live video address. More now from Fox's Tanya J. Powers.
Chris, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky was blunt about the situation there.
The destiny of our country is being decided.
Through a translator there, citing Pearl Harbor and 9/11, he reiterated his appeal for a no-fly zone. He showed a graphic video that included images of the toll of Russia's invasion, and he asked congressional members to block imports from Russia.
If you have companies in your districts who finance the Russian military machine leaving business in Russia, you should put pressure.
He also called for more sanctions on Russian lawmakers. Chris.
And Tanya, President Biden is expected next hour to announce more aid to Ukraine. An International Court of Justice decision is expected today concerning allegations by Ukraine that Russia, in its invasion, is committing genocide.
Ukraine representatives argue that Russia has falsely claimed acts of genocide occurred in the republics of Donetsk and Luhansk. Ukraine says there is no basis in fact to this and that Russia's invasion violates Ukrainians' human rights. More than 3 million people have fled the conflict so far. The initial hearing was held last week. Russian representatives did not attend. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Police in Boston are looking for someone who shot a teacher and a student outside a high school in the parking lot before a school event last evening. Both are hospitalized with what are being called serious but non-life-threatening injuries. Classes at Tech Boston Academy are canceled today. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 343 points now ahead of today's expected announcement by the Federal Reserve Bank raising interest rates. The S&P is up 61. The NASDAQ is up 282. America's listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Again, our top story, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky in a live video message to Congress is asking for more help fighting the Russian military attacking his country, including a block on imports and sanctions on Russian lawmakers. The drug company Pfizer wants some people to be able to get a fourth shot of its COVID vaccine.
Pfizer has asked the FDA and CDC to authorize an extra booster dose of COVID vaccine for people over 65. The company says in addition to the two initial shots and the third booster shot, one more shot could help fend off severe illness as well as mild infections. Pfizer said health records of more than a million Israeli seniors show those who got the extra booster had a far lower rate of confirmed infections. Right now, only people with severely weakened immune systems in the U.S. are being told to get that fourth dose. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
Amazon's closer to adding thousands of movies and TV shows to its streaming service.
Amazon still faces a major hurdle from the U.S. Federal Trade Commission before it can purchase movie studio MGM. However, the deal has been cleared in Europe. The European Commission gave the deal unconditional approval. The EC says the transaction will not raise competition concerns in Europe. The FTC is expected to decide soon whether to approve the deal or file a legal challenge. Amazon plans to pay $8.5 billion for MGM. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
A gun store owner in Alabama is allowed now to keep his personalized anti-Biden license plate. It's got the letters LGBFJB. The LGB is for Let's Go Brandon, the phrase used by non-fans of the president to substitute for vulgarity. The FJB, Nathan Kirk says, stands for Forget Joe Biden, and the state can't prove otherwise. He got the plate last fall. He'd been notified last month he wouldn't be allowed to renew it, but another letter last week says that's a mistake. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.